Again, the final, Illinois State 76, Southern Illinois 68. Let's look at some numbers from this game. We talked a little bit about the turnovers and the rebounding. Shooting-wise, Redbirds wind up at 43% for the game after shooting 48% in the first half. Second half shooting was a problem for both teams. The Birds were 8 for 22 in the second half and 1 for 3 from the field in the overtime, while the Salukis were only 28% in the second half, 8 for 29 after they had shot close to 50% in the first half. In the overtime, they were 1 for 4, so they shot 36% for the game. Neither team too accurate from 3. Birds 9 for 26 for 35%. Actually, that's right at the Redbirds' season average, I believe, from three-point territory. Actually, a percentage point above it. Southern Illinois from 3 at only 26%. They were 6 for 23. So the Birds, as they have done fairly frequently this year, did a nice job of defending the arc. The Salukis with 11 steals. That's exactly how many, Mike, that they had in the game in Carbondale. They forced 20 Illinois State turnovers in that contest. They forced 19 in this one.
Well, they have very active hands. They have very athletic players. You described it, four guards and a center. But they are so active defensively with their hands and their foot movement. They're going to be a problem for a lot of teams playing defense like they do, very, very aggressively.
The Redbirds with a huge advantage on the boards, and I haven't had time to research this, but I would think that this is the biggest rebounding differential for the Birds this season, 46 to 31. I cannot remember a game where the Birds were even close to that kind. I mean, they've had a few games where they have out-rebounded the opponent, but not even many of those,
no.
And certainly not by that volume.
No. They really did a nice job, and it was very aggressive, really team rebounding. Nobody really led the way. David had 9, but just overall aggressiveness going to the boards.
A little bit of that difference is the result of the Birds shooting the ball somewhat better than the Salukis did in this game. But again, when you look at the offensive rebounds versus Saluki defensive rebounds, that's pretty eye-opening. 14 offensive boards for the Birds, 19 defensive rebounds for Southern Illinois. The rebounding leader for the Redbirds, and they had some balance in this department, Yarbrough had 9. He had almost as many rebounds as points, 9 boards, 8 boards for Dauda Injai, who had a great game, 5 for 6 from the field, 8 rebounds, 3 blocks. He also had an assist and a steal. After that, 6 rebounds for Phil Fain, and 5 of them for William Tinsley, who scored a career-high 14 points. 4 Birds in double digits, none of them named Keyshawn or Phil. As Yarbrough just barely made it into the double-digit category. He scored 11. Dan Muller about to join us now after an overtime victory for the Redbirds by the score of 76 to 68. And Dan, the word that keeps coming to my brain when I think about this game is bizarre. It was in so many ways, but what a great gutty victory for your guys.
You got that right. We'll start with a couple of the highlights. Elijah Clarence, obviously, was outstanding. Really neat to see him play that well in under pressure moments. Taylor's put back and free throw. As I just told him, we probably don't win the game if he doesn't make that play. You have to get the rebound. You have to make the N1. Then you have to make the free throw. And then we get a big stop. Dauda was huge down the stretch. When Phil went down, and I have no clue how long he'll be out in case you asked. Obviously an ankle injury.
Yep.
And Malik was just lost his mind in the second half. Just had enough guys step up. So I thought Southern played great. I thought they got tired. I thought we lost a couple opportunities in that second half to extend the lead and really take control of the game, and that was disappointing. But to find a way to win was pretty fun.
Well, what a wonderful win. Our post-game conversation with Dan Muller, brought to you by Brad Barker Honda, where you are more than a customer, you are family.
Dan, great night on the rebound, 46-31 advantage.
You know, I told you I thought it'd be an important number for us. Now, our turnovers were horrendous. That's a little bit of the rebounding number, but not 15 worth. And it was just going to be, I knew it was going to be critical. I mean, we get probably 45% of our misses, and with our turnovers, we needed those extra numbers. We needed those second chance points. We got 17 of them. So hopefully that can continue to be a strength of ours. I thought we got really tentative offensively in the second half. We played kind of not very smart and not to lose and tentative, and Boogie wasn't shooting it the same way, and Madison wasn't wanting to shoot it, and Malik kept making a bunch of really, really bad plays. So just a tough kind of go around.
But in the guys that were out on the floor, they really stepped forward. They hadn't been in that situation. You can always go to Malik. You can always go to Phil. You can always go to Keyshawn. You had five guys out there that didn't have anybody to depend on except each other.
Right.
And I really thought they stepped up.
None of those three were in down the stretch there in regulation.
Right. And the guys found a way.
Found a way. And as we've talked about a lot of times, I trust a lot of guys. And, you know, it's harder for us to score when those three aren't in. And we saw some bad possessions. But as you said, we found a way. We found a way.
The rebounding differential, you were even with them on the boards in Carbondale. Why did you believe that you could be so much better in that department in this game?
Well, we've emphasized it more, but we're just some bigger lineups now that Keyshawn's out and with David back in the game. You know, David played in that game, but he was a shell of what he is now. I mean, like a shell. And we've been pretty good on the boards the last few games, as we've talked about. And, you know, they have guys that are playing huge minutes. And so I thought fatigue might be an issue with them. So I thought it'd be a strength tonight, and Taylor's putback was the critical play of the game.
Matt Hines, three from the corner, which he got fouled on. Late call, but good call. And
he got hammered. Well, the first three he made in overtime on the kickout, and then he knocks down all three free throws. So, yeah, Matt made a couple huge plays. Matt played a bunch of minutes. What did he finish at? 34. He didn't come out a whole lot in the second half. But Matt's a pretty well-conditioned guy. And just, again, you know, it's tough when Keyshawn's out and Phil goes down. And Phil was playing horrible. I mean, it's no secret. I love him. I'm always going to love him. He's allowed to have a bad game, but he was really bad even when he was in. But my point is, to win when all three of those guys, Keyshawn didn't play, and Malik and Phil were just not good against the second-best team in the league up to this point, it's pretty special.
Southern Illinois has the most active hands, I think, of any team in the league with deflections and takeaways.
We talked about it.
Yeah,
they'll take the ball.
They'll just
take it. I thought we were getting fouled quite a bit early. Maybe I'm wrong. You know, maybe certainly. They got a lot of clean ones, too. And we worked on that hard for two straight days. So that was really disappointing. It almost lost us the game. Clearly, they'd almost lost us the game. Our lack of toughness with the ball, which we emphasized. That's two games in a row now. We emphasize Ryan Taylor and the way he likes to score, and then taking care of the ball and what they do defensively with their strips and their hands. So we've got to get much better at focusing on the other team's strengths.
It's puzzling to me, frankly, a little bit, that you can be so tough in one area in rebounding and not tough in another area.
Well, this area is a different one because nobody else does that. I mean, they have a special skill, and they have multiple guys that do it. And so you don't face it every day in practice. It's hard to simulate in practice. So we had a couple drills we did with just kind of stripping the ball both the last 2 days, and I thought we were going to be really good. Halftime, we had six turnovers. They only had two steals. And then, again, we just lost our mind. And, you know, again, there's no secret here. Malik was a big part of that. But Malik's been really good with taking care of the ball, and hopefully this is just an aberration.
William Tinsley.
Yeah.
Step big forward offensively, and he's had trouble shooting the ball, and he certainly gave you a big boost, and the huge three that he hit in
that's
the second half.
Big first half, and then that huge three with Keyshawn faking it.
Keyshawn Evans, he's sneaking a listen here to the interview.
Yeah, but that we were down two, I think.
Yeah,
that but,
I think but that's
a
right.
Huge three and a great kick out by Elijah, I'm pretty sure was the pass. But, yeah, it was nice to see. He's been shooting. He's shot it well for the last month or so. The last couple of days, he's been shooting the cover off the ball. I was hoping it would carry over.
Elijah's got two speeds.
Yeah.
Stopped and overdrive. He can get to the basket.
And he's physical.
Yes.
Makes his free throws. He's going to be a great free throw shooter. He hadn't made a lot to this point, but he is going to be, like, his free throws in practice, he is a high-level free throw shooter. And the way how big he is and the way he can drive the ball, it's going to be big for us.
Well, 9 for 11 in this game, he certainly showed us.
Yeah.
It's interesting because he kind of had his coming out party in the game at Southern Illinois.
Right.
And
well, he came out, then he went back in.
Yeah, but he came out again. He came out today in even finer fashion than he did in Carbondale.
Yeah, and we needed it. And we're going to need it again.
And another thing, last thing I'm going to say, Matt Hine is not afraid.
Right.
You know what I mean? He isn't fearing the big moment. I mean, he'll take the shot. He'll make the pass. He'll handle the ball. And from, you know, watching him play the last couple years, you just don't think he'd be that kind of kid, but he is not afraid.
This is obviously not a criticism of Matt, and I would say if he was sitting here, with Matt Hines' athleticism, I'm talking about his talent. He's got talent, but with his athleticism, unless you're smart and tough, you can't be successful at this level. And that's a compliment. But he's an above-average defender, and he handles the ball because of his toughness. And as you said, he's not afraid. And every once in a while, that'll get you in trouble. But that's okay. I mean, without that, he wouldn't be having the year he is. And it showed again tonight.
You make a distinction there between athleticism and talent.
Right. Yeah. Athleticism is your God. How you can jump, how fast you are. I'm not saying he's unathletic.
Right.
By any stretch.
But
I'm
relative to some of his teammates.
Well, yeah. You've got to. He's got to play with grit and toughness and an edge to be a really good player, which is what he's become.
And a high basketball IQ.
Yes.
He gets it.
Yes, absolutely. He can play a bunch of different positions.
Well, four wins in a row,
yeah.
Tied for second now.
Yeah.
Two games off the lead still, but things are rolling along nicely. Now you head on the road for back-to-back games, Valpo and Bradley, and you do so wondering whether a couple of your wondering to what degree and when a couple of guys of your guys are going to be able to play for you.
Well, Keyshawn won't play. I can tell you that. Phil, who knows? We'll have to wait and see. It's pretty bad. Phil is a quick healer, but it's probably first ankle sprain he's had since he's been here. So we'll see. If he can't go, he can't go. If he can, of course, we'll play him.
But you've had some guys who've shown they can step forward, and so if they have to, that has to make you feel better going forward.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah. Fantastic. What a
thanks, Coach.
What a fun game.
Yeah. Thank you, everybody. Stayed.
Dan Muller's Birds win it here over the Salukis in overtime. 76-68 was the final score. We will be back with more, including an interview with one of the players in just a moment. This is Illinois.